It's that time. We about to get busy. Oh, you're gonna love this. From your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM. It's the 4Play Podcast.
Check 1 2 1 2. Here we go again, people. Look, I know you're like, what exactly is happening here? Yes, the Avengers decided to come together again on yet another episode of the 4Play Podcast. Here we go. Yes, who has missed us? We back with full force, and this time we're doing it just once for 2024. Now, you know for a fact that if we have to do this once, it has to be really, really intense. And that is why we have a full house. And basically today on the show, or basically this episode of the 4Play Podcast, is a special one. But hey, before I get to talk about what the guys are going to be debating about today on the show, let me tell you that you can always catch previous episodes of the 4Play Podcast. Look, we've gone, what now, 3 seasons deep? So many episodes for you to binge listen to. Go on our website right now and get familiar. It is www.coolfm.ng. We're almost at the tail end of 2024, so it's only right for us to take a look back at the year. What rocked, what sucked, and what fucked. Here we go! Ladies and gentlemen, brief introduction.
That sounds like a podcast. Okay. Thanks for opening up.
Yes, yes, yes. D-Talkie Talkie is in the house, y'all.
Yes, I am. Long time no see.
Here we go, here we go. Blue Magic is also in the building.
Oh, yeah. Stepping out of the night cafe to the day cafe.
Here we go. Who else? Come on now, girl. Come on. No, I got to leave her for last. Come on. Now, Big Day. Yes,
peace to the world.
And the Gen Z body, the softy herself. Hey, girl.
Period.
Skylar with a double T. So here we go, man. 2024 has been a roller coaster. Messed up situations, lots of emotions. Guys, how would you even describe? Let's even start randomly, cross the building. What was 2024 like for you? It's looking like Blue Magic wants to go first. You made lots of money, right, didn't you?
Yeah. Fam, I can tell you for a fact that 2024 has been sapalicious. Fam. I used to think that I have money. Last year, I was thinking that brother man was balling. Until we entered this year, and I'm like, look at that. Chicken, I can't remember going out to buy chicken this year like I used to.
T-Pain, now your meat.
It's crazy. Absolutely crazy, you know. But I'm hoping that 2025 is going to be better.
In the words of Detox, let's hope and pray.
As a true Nigerian, that's our slogan. We hope and we pray. 2024, I mean, what can I say?
Bring it down.
Hey, this year, tough.
See you.
The year hard, gone. It's tough, Shabba. We thank God. We are alive, and once we wake up, we'll get some hustle done. So, I mean, what can I say? Because when we started the year, it just seemed like things would be better. But Tomo, it's not looking good.
It's the hope that kills.
So, back in 2023, I made a promise I was going to get in a relationship.
Okay.
Well, come 2024, I got in a relationship. And after all the rings, I got out of a relationship.
Oh. Interesting.
Hey, but at least you got into it.
Yeah, I mean, it was
you did not pray to get out of it. So yeah, you got in.
Wait, Big Dave, did you serve or did you get served?
I got served, bro.
Ooh, okay.
It was nasty, in the nastiest way possible.
Wow. Was it through a text message? It's not you, it's me.
I personally want this gist.
It was the ghosting mode. Oh. Like no calls, no text, nothing.
Yeah. That's gonna hurt, man. Yeah. Look, my heart, thoughts and prayers are with you.
We are bounced back stronger to the streets.
Let's go.
So that's where we are right now.
We belong to the streets.
Yes.
Thank you, 2024, for revealing the big day.
Oh, yeah.
Scarlett, did you also plan to find love? What was the plan?
Okay, so let's just leave love out of my own life for 2024, bro. Like, let's not even talk about that. I don't think I was really interested in, like, the lovey-dovey thing this year. Even though I did see someone previously, like early in the year, but it wasn't that serious. I wasn't putting any thought into it, but that's ended.
Liar! Too loud.
But besides that, I think 2024 has been a very, very eye-opening year for me in terms of like my growth, maturing, my age, and seeing my parents, especially. I think 2024 for me has been the year where I have come to really realize that my parents are getting older. Mm. Yeah, wow. Like, and I need to get my shit together so I could, you know, take care of them, because there's so many things I want to do and they hear what they're saying and things that they usually do so effortlessly they can't do it any longer because they're feeling pain here and there. Mm-hmm. Very eye-opening year for me for 2024. Also that realization that, oh my gosh, one day I'm not going to have my dad to call to, you know, seek words of wisdom from. My mom is not going to be buzzing my phone like every other time in the day. It's just been a very, very eye-opening year for me with parents, my siblings, friendship, my job, and my life in general. So 2024 has not been, in the monetary sense, hasn't been all great, but when it comes to like the personal growth and experiencing, shout out to 2024, bro.
Oh, that's massive. That's what
about you? Yeah.
Love to hear it.
By the way, we're going to be talking about some major trends that rocked for 2024. I mean, look, we started 2024 saying we no agree for anybody. But by that kind of course, all of us agree.
I'm highly disappointed in Nigeria. This next year like this, may nobody say anything. You know, in January, with that attitude of no agree, I'm anything government tries to do that seems oppressive, we will reject. See us, how much are we buying fear now? We agree.
No, fam.
You agree. You agree, have you not agree?
We agree.
We fold one time.
Fam.
Electricity
bill
has
adjust.
Gone up. The cost of things in the market like tripled. Where do you think we decided not to go with that slogan? We should have stuck with it.
We look. It's it was the government the Niger wanted thing.
The police,
no,
the police said we they said always we should, yeah.
It's
yeah.
The Niger in us.
Shagraga, right?
We always find a way and just adjust, and then people are scamming people more now because times have become harder.
Yeah.
So as Niger, they find way to survive harder.
Facts.
So I mean, person we know they scam before now is thinking, "Omo, I got to survive."
Yeah.
So they don't want to take to the streets and protest. So they are looking for other ways to make extra money. So I can't believe how we agree this thing, you know.
Like we don't agree.
I was
agree.
Looking out for, you know, let's go all out with my placard.
In the words of a popular Afrobeat philosopher, they know they tell person. They know they tell person.
This is the 4Play Podcast.
The only thing we could hold on to was our music, but only for us to be slapped.
I give you a dirty slap. What do you want?
At the Grammys, fam.
Oh, boy.
Look, heartbreak everywhere. First thing, I still hold my personal, you know, thoughts about that. I don't feel water is Afrobeat. It is not.
Well,
I disagree.
She's not Afrobeat.
I disagree.
What?
Here's the thing. We actually were clamoring. We want more inclusiveness. We want more artists to join Afrobeat. I remember Davido going for an interview, going on a tour, saying that he wants to have more Africans to be on Afrobeat and all of that. I remember that very vividly. And now Tyler wins Grammy over Davido, and
for
everybody
a song
is salty.
That isn't Afrobeat.
You can't say that. Afrobeat.
How can I not say that? I am Afrobeat.
You can't exactly. Africa is Afrobeat.
That song.
It doesn't.
Excuse
it doesn't
me,
matter.
Excuse me.
Afrobeat.
Reza.
I can't remember.
This conversation is going to be long.
Make me water.
Because now we're going to start. We have to start defining what makes a song Afrobeat. Is it the production? Does it have to be done by an African artist? Isn't the Afro in Afrobeat Africa? Is it a...
So does that mean we do reggae?
Does
we do reggae?
Have to come reggae from Nigeria?
Afrobeat.
Afro reggae. We do reggae in Africa.
You can do Afro reggae now.
No, no, that's a different genre, I tell you. Yeah, I'm saying if you do reggae, strictly reggae, but then again, you're an African artist. Does that make you... Does that qualify you to be nominated in the Afrobeat category?
No, you do reggae, you're not claiming to be Jamaican. You just do reggae.
But you're an African.
Yeah,
because if they say you have to be African to be nominated, that means anybody.
Yeah,
you can do any genre, no, and then you'll be nominated in the Afrobeat.
Okay, here's the thing.
If we say what makes Afrobeat?
Number one, it's the character that's playing. How are you singing it? That's number one. Number two, you have to have all the African congas, all the African, you know, rhythm
instrumentals
on your song. Do you understand? Yeah. And Styler may not have sound exactly like a Nigerian would sound on that song, but did she sound like an African? Yes, she did. She did.
No, she didn't.
How?
Did she though?
I would have easily nominated her in the best R&B category, and she go up against Caesar.
But if she actually sounded
the way she speaks in the song, then I would say yeah, she did deliver the South African vibe. She didn't.
I think from the
instrumentals and everything.
And then again, the instrumental is Afrobeat too.
I know
myself and Mega, we had this argument on air about the instrumental not being Afrobeat.
Yeah.
I still stand on the instrumental
being
Afrobeat.
Now that she's also said in 2024 that she isn't Afrobeat, what do we do with that now?
That's her problem. She should have... Yeah, here's the thing. I am disappointed in her for collecting an award meant for Afrobeats and saying that she's not... That's blasphemous, fam. Come on, that's blasphemous. You can't stand on stage, and people have been angry with her though at the fact that she took the award and gave to Lil Nas X.
Wow, yeah, that was a moment as well. And Lil Nas X said, "No, I'm not the guy who was supposed to be holding awards for you, sis. Be calming down." Look, we also had another issue in Nigeria where that matter of fact, this Nigeria issue, I think we should all group all of them once so we'll get to talk about them. Yes, number one was the new national anthem. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, boy.
Let me, Scarlett, please.
Nigeria, we held
it. It's longer than the other one, Sha. Because you go for a function, they start singing, and you're like, okay, you think this is it? And then they say, raise up. You're not going to another one.
I think
no,
that was one of the most ridiculous decisions made in Nigeria this year.
It felt like it's one of those things that, you know, how maybe anybody here wants to be president. And so there are certain things that you've said to yourself, when I become president,
I must do this.
I feel like that's just the essence of changing the national anthem. Otherwise, it hasn't made you and I think differently about Nigeria.
No.
At all. I don't see anybody out there who has said almost since they changed national anthem. My perception. No way.
I love Nigeria more.
So it's just something they wanted to do, and they had the opportunity, they were in power, and I think they did it.
I think they understood your point, Detox, and that's why they said they were trying to have the national anthem redone. So that we have the same lyrics, but then again it is sang in it sounds very colonial. It sounds like this is the British people.
The new one,
the old new one.
Okay,
it did sound. Yeah, there was nothing African, there was nothing Nigerian about it. So hopefully, they did say they were looking for entries, so we could have that change. So maybe the beats will change. You know what I mean?
That ship has sailed. They are not doing any. They don't close national anthem matter. If you think they are taking any entries to do it,
it's not happening. I
think we should just come up with a fresh one with the new lyrics, everything fresh.
Blue Magic, what is the essence of the national anthem?
But the thing is,
it's not changing anything. So what
maybe
are you
because
time
maybe doing? Because we are older, maybe the younger ones now, whom they are teaching these things in schools, may have a different perception to it when they grow up to understand the lyrics.
Yeah.
We have grown. There's one we got used to, so this one is just a joke.
I mean, I said to myself, where would I even hear the national anthem? Let's think about it.
No. Here's
but
the
kids,
thing.
Kids go to school. They recite it every day, so
every
they get used to it. But where do we even hear if we don't go to functions?
Nigeria versus Europe.
And even in functions, we are there to eat item 7.
Well, for me, I don't really think it's about the fact that the national anthem is old. I feel like it's more. It feels like we're taking ourselves back. That's how I feel. I feel like if you wanted a new national anthem, I'm comfortable with it. Yeah, I'm comfortable with us having a new national anthem that is different, fresh. You understand?
Blue.
Yeah.
Scarlett, you have not changed on last here.
I did this thing right.
You didn't whine. Another thing that gave us the headache was the national grid.
It's still giving up.
Well, in the last couple
I can't
of weeks,
we speak about the national grid
in past tense, man.
Future continuous tense.
There was a time it was collapsing on a weekly basis. Yeah. So that hasn't happened in a while. So yeah, we might want to say what.
It's like terrorists readjusted their ways. They move from kidnapping to vandalizing.
Yeah, power structures.
Everything
yeah.
just seemed like it's politics.
And in the past, they used to go for little transformers, you will understand. But now they were going for KV lines. I'm like,
these are top
lines that deliver electricity to different parts of the country.
Because you can't just sell
it's not
this
to
thing.
Sell now. They want to cause destruction.
Yeah, of course. Interrupt the system. Yeah, yes, interrupt now. It. And then Nigerians also aided and abated them because when they blew up some of those, you know, lines, Nigerians went and started taking scrap metals from them, cutting them and selling. Oh boy.
In that bush.
We thought say T-Pain day, times hard. People entered bush and caught the irons. I'm telling you. When I saw the drone shot of where they planted some of those, you know, explosive ones, I said, bruh, you trust me, they say go there with 1,000 security men. You will not be willing to. But kudos to our security operatives because they had to be there to ensure that they were fixed. Kudos to them.
Come for the gist.
You ready?
Right now. Stay for the vibes.
Here we go.
Cool FM's 4Play podcast.
Let's do this.
Somewhere in between the podcast, here we go. Just a quick reminder that even though we are, what now, 5? It's still the 4Play podcast. www.coolfm.ng. But matter of fact, if you go listen to the podcast, you can also chip in on some of the topics that we are talking about. Maybe one of the topics that we've just talked about, you know, made you remember another topic. Please be on our socials and let us know in the comment section at Cool FM Kano across board. We'll continue the conversation about some key moments. Nigeria went to the Olympics and we went there to go and shame ourselves.
Some we people went there to borrow bicycles.
And more athletes were asked that they couldn't race because Nigeria did not document them properly. And we said, look, maybe it's time for us to actually take a break.
From the Olympics.
From the Olympics. Big Dave, you agree?
Yeah, totally agree. I think from sports generally, except football, maybe even try a little. At basketball, maybe. Every other sport, we need to take a break.
But these things are not yearly now. What kind of break? Every time the event ends, that's a break now.
not exactly. Because not exactly. I mean, I'm just there saying, are like, other competitions.
I feel like a break will still come back the same people. Because what's the break for? There's time. The Olympics don't happen every month.
No, but
time for the next one.
So that's the thing.
The
right?
Same way we are not maybe as we are speaking now, they are still not getting ready for the next Olympics this break time. Oh,
we are saying 4 years is not enough for them to prepare. Take 12 years even.
Hey, show us something in 4 years that you have done.
They could not show us
nothing.
If you give them 20 years, the same people in charge have a certain mentality. This did no send.
We couldn't win a bronze, man.
They don't care about this shit.
Nothing. By the way, kudos to all the athletes who still decided to represent Nigeria because we saw conversations around people saying, look, they are done. Next Olympics, they are going to represent another country. Like the lady who won, I think it was the discus or the shot put. I'm not too sure.
Okay.
The Chukwuemeka lady or something. She represented Germany and
these
the U.S.
People rather release funds for their cars than for Olympics. So you are here saying
it's
the same crop of people. If you wait 30 years and it's the same people that are still rotating and running the country,
yeah,
it will still be as it is.
Man, we have a long way to go, though. Have a very long way to go.
I also think it's unfair for us to take a break. Why? Because regardless of how crazy these things are, there are still people who are aspiring to be there, to get that platform, to even borrow bicycles,
right?
And get on there. Do you understand?
Yeah.
They need these opportunities. They need to be seen, regardless, even if they're going to lose.
Yeah, people trying to borrow bicycles.
Yeah, you'll be surprised.
Listen,
you'll be surprised at the kind of people who just want these opportunities that people are crying that it's not good enough for them. There are people, you'll be surprised, that just wants to get there. Wants to be.
At the end of the day, though, I also feel like the fact that they crave that opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot give them mediocre opportunities.
I agree with you. But then again, you can't take away the entire opportunity because you can just say that it's
we're not exactly taking it away from them. We're saying take a break and re-strategize.
Exactly.
Do better.
Now here's the thing. when you give a 4 years gap, more people enter. It becomes more difficult for one person to make it. Mm-hmm. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Now, the thing is, let it keep coming until when we figure it out. Let's keep making our mistakes.
So we should keep losing the budget.
Yes, wait, please.
We are spending money. You see the billions they gave the Olympic Committee.
They will still spend this money.
No.
They will still spend this money.
Not on a foray that is not going to give us anything.
We've spent it in way worse.
No,
besides that Australian girl went and she could not even dance. So let's keep going.
Special mention to the female basketball team, though.
Yeah, oh yeah, shout out. Making us proud every time.
And by the way, the lady Detox talked about in Australia, she actually contested in the breakdancing category, and because of her, they've taken it off.
Oh!
Yep.
Why?
It's not coming back in the next 4 years. That is when Nigeria needs to take a break. You know, Siam. Anyways, we'll talk about Davido for a second. Had maybe a year of mixed reactions, a couple hits. Mm-hmm. What's his biggest song for 2024, by the way? Okay.
No.
The remix to Kiss Daniel's
2020? Yeah, that was.
That was big.
That's not the song, though.
I mean,
but if it has to be his own song, doesn't he have only two?
Yeah.
That would be Aoki and
the one with the Modu Black.
Oh,
yeah?
Did he release that album last year?
Yeah,
it was last year. So but then again, he had his very beautiful wedding this year. Now we have to.
Oh yeah. Top trend.
Okay, we're not still done with the wedding because it's just a traditional marriage we saw, right?
Yeah,
that's true. Oh boy,
they have two kids now already, twins.
Yeah,
they should move on already. Africans,
Africans. Show you Pepe.
You have.
Want to show you.
And people were talking about those that were invited and those that were not invited, how important they were in Davido's life. We're like, we watched everything on social media.
Do you understand?
They said there were two camps.
Yeah,
there were two.
Some people were camped outside and some people had like access to the wedding where
they
am like.
It's so big. You can't invite everybody.
It's Davido.
No grief for anyone this year. Very dark man took it seriously on that wedding.
Yeah.
Brother man had to pull up with, what's that football's name?
Osimhen.
Kudos to him too. Yeah. Very dark black man does not have fans apparently in this building. So yeah, we see you. And then he was collecting shots from whiskey.
Dark man, dark.
Let's go, Davido versus whiskey, though.
Oh,
whiskey.
I think that is the message.
Was it Davido versus whiskey or whiskey on Davido, basically?
Yeah,
but Davido didn't fight back, right?
Yeah,
well, at some point he gave subtle replies, though.
Nah, but we'll not take those subtle because he was.
Yeah,
whiskey was taking direct shots.
Yeah.
Bro,
I don't know what happened though.
Have you ever seen Whiskey that way? Maybe probably say vulnerable.
Vulnerable.
Yeah, man.
But I mean, this is Whiskey that everybody should know.
Here's the thing.
This is naturally a bully.
He might be a bully naturally, but people didn't get to see this side until this year.
No.
No.
I agree.
Whiskey
versus Linda Akeji.
No, wait. He can be extra, but then again, he doesn't go direct the way he did.
Yeah.
This is new. I haven't seen this.
You've not seen this with Linda Akeji?
Maybe I can. What year was
yeah,
that?
20, it was what? A very
Back
long time ago.
Days.
It was a very
Yo,
long time
ago. Yo, man was crazy.
Whiskey has always been petty. He has always spoken like this. So when I saw the only thing I was thinking of, like, what exactly had transpired? Because just like a few weeks before he started spiraling,
they
were in the same place, in the same club, having a good time, you know, putting hands on each other, dancing to the same music, drinking from the same car, being all bromancy and stuff.
Yeah.
Next thing, we're seeing Whiskey calling out Davido and saying, small boy, whenever I see you, blah, 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 blah.
Damn.
At this point, I don't know. I feel like he was crashing out. Also, that was like after his mom passed away, sadly. Yeah. So I feel like he was crashing out real bad. He was going through like emotional turmoil. Someone said something that triggered him because usually it's really the small things that bring out the big shit.
I think it might have a lot to do with the Puma deal that Davido secured, of which Whiskey kind of turned down.
So why is he paining
him? If you turn down a deal, why
now,
would
maybe,
you get
angry? Now, there's some kind of negotiations you want to get into, and then you kind of want to force them to agree to you by leaving the table.
And then maybe someone else approaches
the
deal.
And he didn't see the possibility of them approaching Davido, or maybe Davido, you know, holding
taking
on, clenching
deal.
On to the deal and all of that. Now, that might be the reason because, you know, he was talking about...
That shouldn't be an issue, basically. If it doesn't work for you, I mean, come on. You cannot say Puma should wait for you. They have to move on.
Yeah, true. The only reason I might probably believe that this has anything to do with it is if they had reconciled and then they were now G's.
And then Davido knew that Wizkid had turned down the Puma deal, and then he went and took
his back.
That's the only thing that might be the situation. Understand, though. You know, that Wizkid is so angry. Like, I just made up with you. We're G's. I thought we're bros now, and then you go behind my back to take this deal. Fuck you. Da 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 da. But if that's not the case, then yeah.
Well, shout out to Wizkid though. But can we also talk about Davido's crew and how they make things worse every time that something happens in Davido's camp?
I'm tired of the. I don't know who is a member of the crew. I can't even tell people apart, because if you want to have a deal with Davido, you most likely will speak to someone else. One dude somewhere who will tell you, yes, I'm repping Davido, I'm his business manager. And if you're looking for another deal, someone else says, look, yes, I'm his business manager. So it's just crazy. And I think this has actually been on for a while.
Yeah.
Because people have questioned it. I think it was last year. Was it this year or last year where that guy was dragging Davido about the deal they signed?
Yeah, for a particular,
Sporting. Yeah, that he complained.
Yeah, it was this year.
Trust me. Now, that guy said he was going to take it to court, but apparently he was dealing with someone who just knew Davido. Like a guy that 30 BG, hey, Baba Fana, I get this deal for you, man. You won't consider him, you know? It wasn't like an official thing. So I don't know if Davido probably needs to fix his camp so people know who they are speaking to proper. And not just, yeah, I know you want to have like a family around you, but yeah, family on one side, business on the other, man.
But then again, it's very, very important that when you're doing a deal with someone, you speak to the artist first.
Well, in Nigeria's own context, it's going to be tough for you to actually get through to the artist. I've been in situations where I've been looking for somebody like this. Oh boy, they don't allow themselves to be that accessible. So it's tough. So you have to go through, you know, lots of cuts and lots of corners.
For Cantango, oh yeah. You're listening to the 4Play Podcast.
Oh yeah.
Of course, we are your number one hit music station, so that means we have to focus on the music just before we go, and we have to take a quick look at the albums that dropped for 2024. Nigerian albums, by the way.
Yep.
Yes, let me see. Who has a favorite? Let's see.
Lungu Boy.
No, what?
What's that other guy's name?
Dito Lungu Boy.
Adedamola.
That's Fireboy.
Yeah, that's some. I had some fire tracks.
Yes. I think I'd have to give it to Rema. He's
Listen, what? That's the album.
Here's
the
crazy thing. Rema actually appeared on my Spotify Rap 2024, and I was excited about it.
What song were you listening to? Was it an album?
I think it has to be. I listened to the album, right? Okay. And then I picked what's the name of this one again?
What is this? You turn on. Yes.
Hey.
You were talking about who now? Quickly, let's hear from Scarlett. Yeah, and
there's a song from the album that I enjoyed, right? I can't remember the name of that song. I think that's my favorite song from the album.
Same here.
And that must have been the only track that I played out of the album.
Yeah.
The other songs are good, though. In fact, they're not good, though.
So you wouldn't rate that.
I don't like
that album. Just one song you picked out of the project.
Do you understand?
Man.
And I was actually disappointed. Yeah. I was disappointed in the album. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, actually, though, how did I give Rema my album of the year?
You could explain. Tire.
You could explain.
Because Lungu Boy has
Rema is my album of the year. But special mention to Luna. His album was so.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good one. Homeless.
Luna's Homeless was good. Really good.
The song with what's the name now? Fave, I think. And then the Can't Breathe record.
But for Shao, why is it that I'm glad that we're talking about this now? Why is it that Luna always looks like he wants to beat me? I don't understand.
That's the point. When you're homeless, you see any.
By the way, we have to give credit to Kano. He's a Badawa boy, so Badawa, we see you rapping.
Yeah,
he actually grew up here in the city. Anyways, we're still talking albums. For me personally, I think it was Fireboys at Damola.
What?
Yeah,
yes,
no. I love that album.
Why is it that nobody's talking about Sonic Star here?
It was sonically pleasing. And the production on that album was massive. And then Moriah by Wizkid. Maybe I'll not pick the entire album, but the first eight. So if I do this in 8 songs off the album, it's a hit for me.
Sorry, what?
Personally, Born in the Wild. I don't know. Tems definitely did that album for the girlies. I don't expect any other person to understand that album, but that album was done for the girlies. Love, Born in the Wild, especially Gangsta. Gangsta has my heart. That's my favorite song.
Burning and burning.
Nominated for the Grammys, by the way, girl. Come on now. We are there hyping.
How about, I mean, there's so many social media challenges this year.
Yes.
If you were to name one and say, Omo, this was the one that got you. Because I was locked into Gwongwongwap. What's that one?
Gwongwongwong.
Oh, man. So it's hard for you to even explain what it was about.
Yeah.
But it was so much fun. And it started like a small thing, went big. Before you know it, people were making videos from outside the country.
Yeah.
And I like how it went back to the guy who made the song from years back. That was good.
I think it's because you look, we love a grassy place.
Yeah, it's our Niger thing.
Because they kind of like made that guy, well, guy, you must go and see that man. Yeah. Or go pay, you know, homage.
Yeah.
I love the fact that we had to, you know, pay respect to him. Michael A. Jagger, I think.
Yeah.
Big ups to
Michael Jagger.
Yeah, and big ups to, what's his name now?
Bring Jotter.
For bringing that back. He did a good job. And I think it was authentic too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why Nigerians just gravitated towards it. I'm sorry, that thing swallowed all of that challenges.
Yeah, true. For this year though,
nothing could stick on social media. What?
Not even Suspect Challenge.
What's that one?
That
we all listen. Very recent though.
How about we listen with all you
those,
don't judge.
All those are
very demure, very cutesy, very mindful.
That was a trend.
Very cutesy.
That's
just
like worldwide trend.
Yeah.
Worldwide trend.
I still do not know how to apply it, though.
How?
I'm telling you.
That's not demure.
I show up to work early. Very demure, very mindful, very cutesy. I don't come to work late. I don't come to work asking for permission and do not come to work. Very mindful, very cutesy, very demure.
So here we go. Thank you so much for making 2024 rock. And you too, you're a part of the story. So we appreciate you as well. You made all the trends make so much sense. So here we go, wrapping things up. Now we don't know when next we are going to be back. Is it going to be the end of 2025 at this point or what? In-house, where we are? Everybody's quiet. God damn.
You get the message.
I get it.
Dirty December.
We are clean, all of us are clean.
We don't have money.
All of us are clean. Keep it clean, all right? Now, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and we'll see you when we see you. The 4Play Podcast for 2024. Peace!
The 4Play Podcast from your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM.